Now I'd like to introduce Bonnie Meyer. She's a researcher for 25 plus years. She's written two books, the first of which is Alien Contact, The Messages That Ring. The second book is Unholy Alliance, A Global Deception. The title of her talk today is Do You Believe?
I'd like to you to look at one frame that was taken in 2004 by Kevin McCart, and he was kind enough to let me put it on the back of my second book. And I think it's one of the most spectacular photos that I've ever seen. And I'd like to welcome you to UFO Days. And do you believe in UFOs? If so, do your friends think you're crazy? I know a lot of mine do. And most people believe that ETs are only one explanation for them, but my belief is that there are many. An encounter could be with an extraterrestrial craft or their occupants, or with the spiritual or non-material entities. Maybe even these beings are coming to Earth to have contact with us or abduct you. Maybe the government could have UFOs, and maybe they're involved in the abducting and contacting of people. And I think we should all be aware that that is a very big possibility. Could all this be the work of hoaxers, misrepresentations, and delusions, or plain fish stories? And I put that in there because we made a video called about fish stories. Maybe you've read a lot of books on UFOs and saw a lot of motion pictures with UFOs or aliens. I think that the TV and the movies are making a large percentage of movies. And I think maybe it might be to prepare us for what's coming. And of course, if you watch a lot of television, you do see a lot of presentations on UFO and abductions. And I find it interesting that on the Learning Channel and the History Channel, you can't go a week without seeing 3-4 programs about this. And I think cartoons are one of the best places to have a good laugh, because they seem to, whatever's in the news or whatever's in the UFO community, they're right there and they're making fun about it. Such as, did we really go to the moon? There's a lot of interference, and many people think that we never went to the moon. We asked the aliens, and they said, yes, you did go to the moon, but you were thrown off. Also, cartoons are talking about, were we created by God, or did we come from a one-cell amoeba? And even the cartoons are having that type of thing in them. Even calendars are getting into the UFOs and aliens. And they even want to trade with us, according to the cartoons. And the cartoons even have abductions in them, and I think that's very interesting. They're talking about having dreams of seeing aliens and having them come in your room and taking them. And even in the cartoons saw it. And I really like this one, because I think, you know, if the aliens are coming here, they are probably treating us just like we treat our animals when we try to capture them. And advertisements, I think we've all seen tons of advertisements with aliens in them. Even eating places try to get the kids to come in and eat there by putting aliens in the advertisements. And I love this one. This is my most favorite one. If the aliens are smart enough to travel through space, why do they keep abducting the dumbest people on Earth? I'm afraid that that may be true. And of course, reptilians, that's in a lot of ads. Even computers are getting into the ads. This is for a new type of mouse to use with your computer. And whose phone service do you have? Would you like to have one that could you could call home from on a UFO? I don't think so. And of course, there's just tons of these. Even crop circles have gotten into advertisements, and crop circles are just all over. This is a beautiful crop circle, and according to the researchers on crop circles, this would take approximately 3 days for humans to make, and it was made in hours in England. And of course, there's some crop circles that depict aliens on them. So are they telling us something? Are these crop circles actually pictures of aliens? Could they be telling us what they look like? And on the right-hand side is what we sent out in space in 1974. And in August 20th of 2001, we got this back in a crop circle. And it's very, very close to what we are in our genes. And of course, in the cartoons, they're having about all the disasters that are happening. So in 2005, this is just some of the pictures of the hurricanes that occurred. And you can see I have the Katrina there. Because of Katrina, we asked the aliens a lot about the weather and talking about how come now we're getting all these changes. And in the book, I have written what their answers were. And basically, it's that we have been manipulating the weather. Aliens have been manipulating the weather, and it's causing a problem. And of course, who is really controlling the planet? Are we really controlling the planet? Is there a secret government that's controlling the planet? And maybe the aliens have their fingers in controlling it. Well, you likely have come to some conclusions about what this is all about. Some people think we're being invaded by aliens from outer space. Some people think we are being visited by aliens from the inner Earth. And some people believe the secret societies or the secret government is trying to make us believe that UFOs and aliens are doing all this. And my contention is it may be all of the above. And this is a picture that was taken by the Hubble telescope. And because of the Hubble telescope, we had to ask the aliens, okay, if they can see that far out in space, can they see alien ships? And if they do, how come they're not telling us? And they said, yes, the alien ships have been captured by the telescope, but they're not releasing the information. And sometimes we purposely get in front of it just to say, haha, we're here and you can't do nothing about it. And this is another picture that was taken by the telescope. And even everyday good magazines and newspapers have articles in it about UFOs. And Popular Mechanics, a very, very popular magazine. This cover, it says, flying saucers, are they real? Then inside you go in and then they claim that it's all government. All the government has made these UFOs and they're the ones that are doing this. But then later, they say the government has a plan for what to do when the aliens come. So even Air Force people are starting to step forward and say the government does have pacts with these aliens, and they have for years. And by the way, there is spying done by the government on us. So also that the aliens do have bases under the water, and the government is involved in some of those bases. And how many here have seen black helicopters? They are usually associated where UFOs are seen. So if anybody wants to tell me their story, I would really appreciate it. And cloning, of course, with all the stuff on cloning that's been going around in the newspapers, we ask questions about that also. And of course, the aliens claim that they have cloned a human being. And we asked them, they said, yes, it's very possible. But so far, they haven't come up with a viable human being, and I'm not sure what they mean by viable human being, but doesn't sound good to me. And through the years, even in our religious paintings, UFOs are depicted. And all of your answers are out there on this topic, but you have to be very diligent, and you have to search and take what you can and take that to you and put the other stuff aside. And myself, many years ago, I believed a lot of differently than I do now. You have to be ready to accept some of these things, and if you're not ready, that's fine. But that brings me to the part I like the best. I want to tell you a little bit about my experiences. About 30 years ago, I had my first experience. I was driving on a country road with a friend. A UFO came down and hovered over the road. And it was so large, it was a country road, and it was so large that it extended from one ditch to the other one. Came down, an alien came out of the bottom, and I was terrified, to tell you the truth, because I hadn't seen one before. And standing outside my door, and I'm thinking, I really don't think I want to go. I'm afraid I wouldn't come back. And so they went. The sailing went, oh, sure. It started to leave, and I thought, wait a minute. This may be my only opportunity to go on board a craft and see what's there. So I decided to go on board. And it was the weekend, July 4th weekend in 1976. This is pretty much the way the craft looked with my car. It wasn't that loud. Yeah, you can turn the volume on. This is basically what it looked like inside. And I remember great details, and I also remember what the aliens looked like. I remember what the symbols were on the buttons inside. They let me drive it. I went on a trip with them, and they did bring me back, and I was so excited. My friend also went. So it wasn't just me alone. It was my friend was also there. These are some of the symbols that I saw on board the craft. And I know what quite a few of the symbols mean, but I don't know what they all mean. And through the years, this is Mon. This is the main contact that we've had. She's about 5'4", blonde. She's very young looking, but she's quite old in her race. And she drives a small shuttlecraft. And she's the one that I talk to the most, and that we talk to the most. And this looks like her craft, but her craft is black. When I first met her, she had the oval-shaped craft that you saw on the video, and that crashed. She was on this ship with her sister and a friend, and they crashed. Actually, they were attacked. So there are good ones out there, and there are some that aren't so nice. And she got a replacement craft, which is a triangle, and it's black. And one night, I pulled in my driveway, and it was sitting over the top of my garage. And it does have red lights around it. And they said that they can make the lights look different so that they can actually look like an airplane when you're looking at them in the sky. And I followed it out to the country. And it was quite low to the ground. I would say no more than 100 feet. And as I was following, it came about some radio towers. And I'm thinking, my God, it can't get through these towers. What is it going to do? So it flipped on its side, went through the towers, went back upright, and took off in 3 seconds. Now, there's nothing on this planet that I know can do that. Okay. And one night, I had what I call light source. There was three of them that came into my living room. I couldn't sleep that night, so I was on the couch so that my husband could sleep and get to work the next day. Three of these beings came into my living room, and they escorted me out through the front door, through it. And I thought that was very weird. And I live on a frontage road to Highway 41, and there's a field across the street. And there was a ship in that field, and that's where they took me to. And they took me to a large craft out in, this, in outer space. And that's where I was introduced to the captain of this large ship. It's about 40 miles across and 38 miles high. And it's all self-contained. They do not need to go any place for anything. They grow their own food. They repair their own ships. And it's a meeting place that many different aliens go to. And this is what the captain looks like. And I would like to say that he's over, well, he's over 7 feet tall, about 7'1 or 7'2. And he let me look around the craft, and I went into his quarters. And yes, they do have toilets. They do use them. But what I found very interesting is I could hardly get on it. It was so tall. And I know we have the handicap toilets, but this was much taller than that. I felt like a little kid sitting there with my feet going like this, you know. Gee whiz, this is really a big toilet. So I also got to see his bed, which is probably twice the size of a queen bed. But he's been the captain for many years. He's the 47th captain of the ship. And this is one of the aliens that I did see on this craft. There are many different types that come on board. This is the closest thing I've seen to a gray. On that craft, I have not seen grays. And this guy made me back away. I just, you know, backed away from him. But I knew he wouldn't hurt me. But because of the grays get such bad press, I just backed away. Another alien that we've had a lot of contact with is Lee. She was born and raised on a craft, and she is not with the same group we are, but one of the members in the group is with these people, and she's only, oh, maybe about 4'11", and if you notice, she has elongated ears. She has four appendages, no fingernails. Her hair is black and shiny, and it's all one length. And this one is very much business. You don't joke with her. She has a job to do. She does it, and then she's out. She's on her way. And because of all these contacts that we've had, and many years ago, about 20 years ago, they asked me to write a book, and I didn't want to do that. I didn't know how, and I wouldn't do it. And a couple years ago, I decided it was time. So I put it together, and it was right from the beginning, interference. Anything that could go wrong did go wrong. We did it on computers. The computers go down. Information is taken off the computers. Sometimes information is put back on and it's all wrong. And it's just one thing after another. But for, you know, it's a lot of different information. It's a lot of detailed information. Anything that was in the newspaper, we asked questions about it, and they would try to answer if they could. And of course, trying to write a second book. The first book was just about the experiences, and we didn't want to put anything really negative into it. The second book is what has happened to everybody in the group, how we've been interfered with, the government interference, and that was very hard to write too, because the same thing, but we got smarter the second time around. There was always 6 copies of the books going around. We all had them on sticks, and everybody took them in different directions. They couldn't get all of them. But many days, and just before this get-together, my computer went down again. Another computer went down. Actually, 3 of our computers went down trying to get this stuff ready. And one of the things that happened I thought was really strange is I called my daughter, and our conversation wound up on the answering machine of a friend. How is that possible? And he kept the recording. So we have the proof of it. Oh, how'd that get turned around? That's how it's supposed to look. This is our second book, and I think there's going to be a third book. I think we're all tired. We really don't want to do it, but there's so much information that we have that we would like to share. We don't expect people to believe everything we say, but all we ask is that you have an open mind and keep looking for yourself, because your answers may not be ours, and our answers may not be yours. But please remember, don't talk about UFOs or contacts with the aliens with everyone, because they will think you're nuts, and we all know we're not. And of course, being visited by aliens not of this planet, I think personally that we are being visited. I think the government has a hand in it. The book talks about a pact that was made between the governments of Europe in the 1500s and the government in 1946. Our government made a pact with the aliens, and it does talk about this pact and the consequences of this thing. So, and we are the light side. .org, and you can visit us at our website, and we hope that you enjoy the day. Thank you.